first speaker for this session, which deals with the infrastructure support, is Dr. Barbara Morin. She is professor of medicine at UCSF and is at the Center for AIDS Prevention Studies. For 20 years, she's looked at ways to promote healthy behavior among Latinos in such ways that it's culturally appropriate and sensitive. She has published numerous articles on HIV prevention. We look forward to your talk. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here, and what I'm going to talk to you about this afternoon is that little brochure that's over there on the table in case people are interested, might want to share this with colleagues who'd be interested in the area. I'm going to tell you about a program that I've been working on for the last 1.5 years. Now, I'll start by describing how the program began. One afternoon, about 7 years ago, I was with several colleagues in a coffee shop, and we were talking about the opportunity that we had because our center, which is an HIV prevention and research center at the University of California, San Francisco, was going to be renewed, and there was going to be the opportunity for us to do something in the area of ethnic minority research on HIV prevention. So we said, well, we could bring in postdocs. And immediately, somebody in the group said, I couldn't do a postdoc because I couldn't afford it. I was, you know, a poor person coming through the system. I got my degree, and I'm happy to get a job immediately. That's not going to work for our population. Somebody else said, well, why don't we work with some of the investigators who are not of color at this institution, develop sort of a core that would help them understand these issues better. And I think I was the one who said, that's not going to work. The investigators at our institution are pretty much cowboys. They do what they want to do, and they're not going to be interested in having us tell them how to do their research. And they also don't necessarily ask the questions that need to be asked. Somebody else said, let's bring in investigators of color. Can't we have more people of color here at our institution? And then we all laughed, because at our institution, there are no perks. Everybody is on soft money, which means there's no tenure. And we have no money to offer somebody coming into the institution to necessarily get them started. So we said, well, given all of those things that are against us, what in the world can we do that will really be appropriate for people of color who want to do HIV prevention research? And this is the program that we came up with. What we, in terms of background, I just want to drug abuse treatment project for African American men in Detroit. There have been 5 small grants and a minority supplement funded through the program so far. Now, one of the exciting things about the program is the ripple effect. We have our first investigator to get funded, then brought in a junior investigator to get a minority supplement. She now has 3 dissertation students working on her data set, all of them investigators of color. She has changed the way she teaches her classes so that she can incorporate the idea that she can get her students thinking about submitting grants to the NIH, something that many times people weren't thinking about before. So there's a lot that goes on. Now let's talk for a minute about the barriers and how the program is attempting to overcome those barriers to funding for investigators of color. One barrier is that minority-focused research is often underfunded at our institution. How do we solve that? By bringing faculty and participants with expertise and interest in ethnic minorities. That's actually one of the most exciting parts of the program, is to have everybody together in the same room. People say, you know what I'm talking about. Where I work, people don't understand what I'm talking about. Here we all talk the same language. One of the other barriers is lack of long-term mentoring, probably the primary barrier for investigators of color. We have salary funding for our mentors. This is a key issue. Most of the time, mentors work for free, which means that they don't have time to work in depth with people. So this allows for the mentors to get compensated for the work that they're doing. We have mentoring for 27 months and beyond. At this point, I'm working with people that were funded in our first summer. It'll now be the 5th summer. But they're still getting their funding together. They're still working on these projects, and so we're not going to say, okay, we don't want to talk to you anymore. Your time is up. The minority faculty syndrome is a huge barrier. Minority faculty get into an institution, they're immediately overworked. They've got too many students, they've got too many committees, they've got too much to do. They have an incredible sense of isolation. They may be the only faculty of color. They have a lot of often self-doubt because their research is undervalued, nobody understands what they're trying to do. So we have universities provide time off for research for the people that participate in our program. We bring scientists together face to face so they don't feel that sense of isolation. And very much the success of others increases people's hope that they, in fact, can also get funding. When you don't have any investigators of color at the NIH, you have a sense that that's just not a place where I'm supposed to be, if I'm a person of color. And so by increasing that, we, in fact, can make success happen more and more. Not enough is known about populational problems. This is very often the case with the populations that we work with. We provide $25,000 pilot funding. People that have already got a trajectory of research in their communities can go back and do the additional qualitative research, ask people the questions, build their model so that they're ready to really go to the next step of a large grant. More barriers. No postdoc. They were too poor after graduate school. Universities snatched them up. This is an incredibly common problem for investigators of color. And the postdoc is very often the entryway for people to get NIH funding. So it's an important step that many times gets skipped. Our solution is to provide people statistical support, peer review, extensive and tailored technical assistance. In a center like the one where I work, we have the resources. We have all kinds of people with various expertise, and they get used by our investigators every summer. It's a wonderful process. People very much tailor their experience to their particular this kind of research with their communities. Bottom line, we have a program that gets ethnic minority research is funded. I'm sorry, I can't read this very well. The model could be expanded to other sites, to other topics, to other institutions. But no funding mechanism. We have a very interesting situation where we got in behind the door using the center mechanism to get our program funded. We came back a couple of years ago and we said, okay, how are we going to get funded this time? Our center got refunded with a different mechanism that cut our funding in half. One of the things that had to go was our program. It was too expensive.